I know one good thing. One thing before we talk about your teams is you got to be ecstatic. You guys don't have to travel very far for districts this year.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I'm involved with a lot of sports throughout the year, so Scotts Bluff always travels. So it's pretty cool to not really have that in the back of our mind right now, being able just to head out there and compete and have a 45-minute drive. So pretty sweet.
I'm following your teams throughout the spring on athletic.net, all the results, and would you agree, it's been another great year for the Bearcats in girls and boys track and field, hasn't it?
Absolutely. We've got kids across the board kind of in the field and on the track, and really good group. So across the board, we've been really pleased as a coaching staff. We've got some kids that have performed really well.
Let's go with the girls first, coach, and a young bunch. My gosh, you got some seniors sprinkled in, but a lot of these kids really up on the charts are freshmen and sophomores this year.
Yeah, really young group. And I know we have another group coming out of middle school for next year, so I think next year we'll continue to be young, but we have some kids that have some potential, and they've actually PR'd and the last few weeks, so they've kind of continued to improve throughout the season. So it's a pretty cool thing for the young kids.
One thing, you've got speed. You've got some speed. I know Jaslyn Hess in the 100. She's also in the hurdles as well. Sabrina Tilton in the 200. You've got some speed once again this year, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We've got some speed. The Hess girl, she's gonna run the quarter. We could kind of put her kind of in anything, and she'd probably be pretty good at it, but yeah, and the Tilton girl and our 4x1 has a chance. And that 4x1, it's going to be a pretty tight race, I think. It'll come down to handoffs.
Well, that 4x1, you ain't a kid. And I know Garing is leading right now, and you've probably met up with them a couple of times. But really, you've got six teams, and a couple of 52s, and there's six teams battling out for that for those spots.
Yeah, it'll come down to tenths of a second. So it really will come down to those, if they can, compete in that kind of a pressure situation, and whoever comes out on top, they're going to hit their handoffs and be able to handle the pressure. So I think our girls we have a group of girls that are going to run that relay that I think can do it, that I think can get it done.
You're going to rack up some points early in the field events, the way some of your kids. Boy, that high jump field, Addison Boland, one of a couple at 5'5". You got a bunch of others at 5'4". That high jump is going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, and I think the girls will qualify quite a few because automatic is 5'2". Mm-hmm. So I think there'll be a lot of qualifiers out of our district. I'll be curious to see kind of who ends up winning it, but I do think, we're going to have four, five, six kids probably qualify out of our district just from automatic qualifying. So,
and we can't forget about Boland in a tough triple jump field. She and the Keeker girl, and the Garing's got a 35-footer as well. That triple jump, keep an eye on that as well.
Yep, Addie just broke our triple jump record last week at our school. Record. She started triple jumping last year, and she's really done a good job continuing to grow in that event just because it's so technical. I'll be curious to see what two more meets, if she can qualify, and then what she'll do at state. So she's come a long way.
On the boys' side, and boy, talk about speed, coach. You got a lot of guys at 11 flat and below, and Charlie Silzer, a young sophomore at a 10.72. You're not lacking speed, that's for sure, on the boys' side, are you?
Yeah, we are not lacking speed there. We've got five boys that can really get out and run, but I know we can only put four in those events, so we've actually three in individuals, but we have five kids that we can kind of change in and change out that are really, really, really fast. So it's not a bad problem to have.
All three relays are really good this year as well.
Yeah, I think we have a good chance to qualify all three, which is pretty cool. We haven't done that in a long time. Usually we maybe qualify one, maybe two, but it's been a while since we've been sitting in a good position to qualify all three.
And we've talked about, getting things started with the field events. You've got, I keep pointing out that long jump with the Hoffmaster kid. You've got Daniel Young in there at almost flirting with 24 feet. That's going to be an event to watch early as well.
Yeah, they went against each other at Gothenburg, at the Gothenburg meet, and it was pretty cool. Daniel broke our record from, we're talking a 1970s record. you know, it was in the 70s. I think it was 78. So he broke our school record in that, which is pretty awesome. So those two are really talented. So last year they competed against each other. This year it'll be curious to see how it ends up. It'll come down to inches, not feet.
Seems like I'm looking at every event, Coach. You could have a state qualifier in every event you compete in.
Yeah, we have a chance in every event to qualify a kid in, you know, everything that we're competing in. So pretty cool thing.
Have you stayed relatively healthy all year long? I know track and field, you go through this and that, but have you guys stayed away from that?
Yeah, for the most part. I think right now we're kind of banged up, but that's kind of how we always schedule this week. Like this week we don't have a meet. We do that on purpose just so the kids have a nice rest week before district. So banged up, but nothing that's going to hold kids out of competition. So we're not too concerned about it.